你拿这个啊，这个。
各位兄弟姐妹，你们好。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
首先，我要感谢 Sarah 给我们上受洗课。
Thanks be to God for His gracious leading for us to be in the baptism class.
因为上受洗课的头几 那几天是尤其最热的天气，非常的热。
So when we were beginning our baptism class, it happens to be the when the heat wave was coming, and it was so hot in Eugene.
Sarah 的孩子还那么小。
And Sarah is such a small baby.
我和海伦上受洗课的头一天晚上，受到了撒旦的搅扰。
你讲完好，你先说吧。
我和海伦上受洗课的头一天晚上，受到了撒旦的搅扰。我和海伦都生病了，头一天就是病得很严重，所以第二天没有上受洗课。Sarah 给我和 Helen 又补了一堂课，感谢 Sarah。
So because of the heat wave, and me and Helen were both sick, and we missed our first lesson. So Sarah had to, in order to give us a makeup lesson, teach the lesson twice. So I'm very thankful.
现在开始说我的见证。
Now I want to go on to my testimony.
我是2016年四月初开始信主的。
I came to know the Lord in April 2016.
在我信主之前，我一直信佛。
And before that, I've been a Buddhist.
从小就信。
Since a young age.
我老公一家人都信主。
And my husband and his family are all Christians.
我婆婆一本圣经都能记得住。
And my mother-in-law can memorize very many passages in the Bible.
感谢主。
I'm very thankful.
我老公的姐姐总是跟我传福音。
My husband's sister will always share the gospel with me.
可是我很反感。
But I feel I didn't like her doing that.
就让我老公转达，不要总跟我提起信仰的事情。
So I asked my husband to tell his sister not to share the gospel with me again.
我是2011年12月30号晚上睡不着觉。
And what happened later on was that December 30th of 2011, there was this one night that I couldn't sleep.
怎么睡也睡不着。
I was just not having it, just having insomnia.
到后半夜一点多，心脏突然间不舒服。
And then when later on in the night at around 1, I felt my heart didn't feel right.
叫了救护车。
And we called an ambulance.
检查心脏没有毛病。
In the subsequent checkup, the answer was that there's nothing wrong with my heart.
后来又看了心理医生。
And then I went to a psychiatrist.
我得了抑郁病。
And the result, the diagnosis was that I had depression.
每天都失眠。
And then I had insomnia every single day.
失眠很痛苦，真的不想活了。
And it's really painful experience. I really didn't want to live.
每天吃两粒脑白金。
And I would take these drugs.
还有安眠药一粒半。
And sleeping pills.
调节心情的一粒。
And what's huh? Anyway, something for depression.
尽管我吃了这么多药。
And although I took so many drugs.
睡眠还是不好。
I still had a very poor quality of sleep.
不足五个小时。
And I can't sleep more than 5 hours every day.
由于吃药的原因，第二天头晕晕的。
And then because of the drug, I will always be having vertigo or having dizziness the other day, the next day.
2016年4月初
April 2016.
我突然想给我老公的姐姐打电话聊天。
It suddenly dawned on me that maybe I should call my husband's sister.
聊着聊着，我老公姐姐突然跟我提起信仰的事情。
And then in the midst of our conversation, she started to share the gospel with me again.
我突然就让她带我祷告。
And then I asked her to pray for me.
她那边边祷告，我这边边哭。
And as she was praying, I was weeping.
当天晚上虽然我还是吃了那么多的睡觉药。
And that evening, I took my drugs, the routine ones, and
但是睡得非常好。
And surprisingly, I had a very good sleep.
大概晚上11点多睡到第二天10点多。
I slept from 11 to the next morning at 10.
下午1点多睡到3点多。
And then I had an afternoon nap from 1 to 3.
过几天又睡不好。
And a few days later, I had insomnia again.
我老公姐姐带我祷告。
And my sister-in-law prayed with me again.
反反复复三四次。
She prayed with me maybe 3 or 4 times.
我开始减药了。
And I decided to decrease the amount of drugs I was taking.
每天减一点。
And slowly by slowly.
慢慢的停药了。
Eventually, I was able to not take any of those medicine.
半年没有吃睡觉药。
And it's been half a year since I took any.
不知道是什么原因又吃药了。
And then, after the 6 month period, I started taking those medicine again.
但是借着吃一种保健产品加我每天的祷告。
And then I want to pray and also just use some kind of health supplement.
药又减了。
And I was able to quit those drugs again.
现在睡觉像婴儿一样。
Now I sleep like an infant.
睡得香甜，还打呼噜。
And I would be very sound asleep and even snore.
打呼噜的时候，老公摸摸我的头，摸摸我的脸，我都不知道。
And whenever I'm sound asleep, my husband will be touching my face and my head, and I have no idea.
老公也非常开心，因为我不遭罪了。
And my husband is also very happy because I was finally able to be released from such pain.
我不受到病魔的痛苦了。
From this condition.
感谢主。
So I'm very thankful to God.
在我信主之前，我和我老公做生意一点都不合。
I've been doing business with my husband, but before I came to know the Lord, we had many conflicts.
我们在中国开美发店。
We have hair salons in America.
他每开一家店，我都会阻拦他。
Every time he wants to start a business, I will stop him.
在尤金开店一开始，我老公和别人合开的。
In the beginning, my husband was business partner with another person in Eugene.
合伙生意不好做。
But it was very difficult as they had differences of opinion.
有时意见不一样。
已经讲了。
我信主没几天，他们就突然要回拉斯维加斯。
And the weird thing is that a few days after I become a Christian, that business partner decided to move back to Las Vegas.
店就完全卖给我们了。
So they sold their share of the hair salon to us.
信主以后，我和我老公非常默契。
And then, after I become a Christian, I had this good chemistry with my husband.
我很难过。
But I feel sad.
因为我和老公在一起二十多年。
Because I've been with my husband for 20 years.
天父一直通过老公的家人来找我。
And God has been trying to reach out to me through my husband's family.
可是我不要，还往外推。
But I refused.
不认这个好天父。
Oh, and I didn't want to receive God.
二十多年才认了这天上的父。
It's only after 20 years that I finally come to faith.
但是我又很高兴来到主的面前。
But I'm very happy that finally I'm able to come before the Lord.
感谢主拣选了我。
And I'm thankful that God has chosen me.
对我那么好。
And been so good to me.
我感谢主对我的爱。
I thank him for his love.
我也爱主。
And I love him too.
爱咱们的教会。
And I love our church.
爱咱们的兄弟姐妹。
And our brothers and sisters.
感谢主拣选了我。阿们。
Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Amen.
谢谢刚才这位姐妹的见证哈。
Thank you, Nikki, for your testimony.
各位弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Peace to you all.
我先试一下这个啊，等一下。Okay, it's good. 很高兴我有机会主日的时候来这里证道。
I'm thankful for my opportunity here to share the Lord, the Word of God with you.
今年暑假的时候，我七月份、六七月份回了趟国啊。回来以后呢，几乎忘记了我九月初要讲道这么回事儿。
In the summer, I went back to China, and after I came back, I totally forgot that I was supposed to preach in September.
后来我看到文君发的 email 啊，然后非常的慌张，就开始紧张，哎，怎么办呀
？And then later on, 文君 sent out a reminder email, and I became nervous.
然后因为当时跟我分配的经文是摩西上周讲道那段经文，对我来说非常的难，我不知道该怎么讲。
And the text assigned to me was originally what Moses preached last week.
啊，于是呢，我就跟他换了一个讲道的题目，今天的题目稍微简单一点。
So Moses and I trade, and he gave me the easier topic.
但上周我听完摩西讲道以后啊，我非常的感叹啊，摩西通过一节简单的经文就把摩西和约书亚简单的门徒关系讲得非常的清楚。
And I was impressed that after last week's sermon, Moses of our church was able to expound the relationship between Moses and Joshua in such detail based on just like one verse.
如果有新的弟兄姐妹，你会发现啊，最近几周讲到我们都是围绕着摩西和约书亚两个人来展开。
So if you are new to our church, or you haven't been coming for too long, you will notice that this few weeks we have been focusing on the relationship between Moses and Joshua.
那么今天我们要一起来分享的经文也是关于摩西和约书亚的。
And today, our text is also based on a story between Moses and Joshua.
他讲到摩西啊，作为以色列人的一个领袖，是怎么去激励、去帮助一个年轻的约书亚去打赢一场胜仗的。
And the topic is about how Moses, as a leader of the whole Israel people was able to train and help Joshua to fight a good fight.
好，那在我们开始之前，我们一起低头做个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你，让我们今天每一个人都满怀感恩、满怀敬畏的心来到你的殿中来敬拜赞美你。盼望你用你自己的话语亲自来激励我们，愿你的圣灵来带领我们，愿你的名今天早上的时候在这里被高举被荣耀，阿们。好，我们今天一起来看的经文哈，是来自于出埃及记的第十七章啊八到十六节。因为今天的经文比较短，所以我想请大家一起起立，我们一起来朗诵一遍，好不好
？Let's read this whole text, Exodus 17:8-16.
好，一起哈。
那时亚玛利人来到腓立定和以色列人征战，摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战，明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。于是约书亚照着摩西对他说的话行，和亚玛利人征战，摩西、亚伦并户珥都上了山顶。
哇，这里
以色列人就得胜，何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦与户珥扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住。直到日落的时候，约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。耶和华
对摩西
说，我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我惊奇的意思。又说，耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代与亚玛利人征战。
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，其实大家可以看到，今天的经文其实不长。
So it's a very short text.
然后它的意思其实也非常简单明了。
And the theme is also very clear.
但这是为什么我要跟摩西交换题目的原因哈。
That's why I had to trade with Moses.
没有了，但是呢，虽然这段经文比较简短，但是它其实背后的深意哈是非常值我们一起去品味去体会的。
And although it's a very short text and the theme seems very clear, but the application behind it is very
to think about.
Profound. Sorry, profound.
啊，我感觉今天 Sarah 会有很多 challenge 哈，我用的词比较多。OK, 首先我想在这里给大家简单的介绍一下当时的那个时代背景。
I want to just introduce you to the historical background.
那个时候摩西哈，他作为以色列的一个领袖，他带领以色列人出过红海，出埃及，来到了旷野。
What happened beforehand was that Moses, as the leader, led Israelites left Egypt and they went into the desert. They passed through the Red Sea.
他们正向神所应许的迦南美地出发。
And they are heading for the land of Canaan.
当时的以色列人是种什么状态？大家可以想象啊，最开始的时候，他们一定是非常的兴奋啊，非常的团结的。
And you can imagine the beginning, the Israelites might be very happy and very united.
为什么他们每一个人都见证了神的大能，分开红海让他们渡过，然后把法老的兵马都淹没在海水之中？
Because every single one of them witnessed the power of God when they were crossing the Red Sea. God caused the Red Sea to come and drown Pharaoh and his army.
所以说在今天十七章之前的第十五章，我们可以看到摩西和米利暗等人他们作歌来歌颂耶和华。
So today we're looking at chapter 17, but two chapters before, in chapter 15, is when Moses and Miriam were singing a song to praise Jesus, to praise God.
但是就是这一群啊，刚刚才经历了神大能的以色列人，他们来到旷野以后干什么？他们就开始发怨言。
But right after they were singing praise to God, after they entered into the desert, they started to complain.
首先他们说，哎呀，我们很口渴，没有水喝。
First they complained about not having water.
然后神就让摩西把树扔在水里，让水变甜，可以让他们喝。
And God instructed Moses to throw a tree branch into the water, and it turned from bitter to sweet.
没多久以后呢，他们到旷野开始抱怨，说没有东西吃啊，肚子饿怎么办？
And then they started to complain having no food.
然后神呢也很怜悯他们，就赐下了玛拿和鹌鹑来喂饱他们。
And God gave them manna and 鹌鹑什么 ？A sort of bird.
Okay.
Quail, thank you.
Quail, yeah, that's the word. 所以我们可以看到，其实神哈一次又一次的让这群以色列人看到了他丰盛的预备。
So God showed them His abundance in provision once, once and once again.
但是呢，这群以色列人他们仍然不满足。
But the Israelites were not happy.
因此，到了今天十七章，我们读了经文之前的那几节啊，就讲到了以色列人又开始发怨言。
So before, right before what we just read, it talked about how Israelites started to complain again.
然后我读到这儿的时候，其实我真的觉得以色列人其实这群人还蛮忘恩负义的。
And when I was reading, I feel like really they didn't know how to be grateful.
Okay, 因为忘恩负义这个中文的词语很恰当来形容了以色列人。
And this idiom in Chinese is just very apt to describe the Israelites.
忘记神的恩典。
Because they have forgotten the grace of God,
抛弃或者是背弃神的公义
and they turned back on God's righteousness.
好，因此在这个时候，他们就抱怨说没有，又开始抱怨说没有水喝。
So they started to complain, not having water.
而且程度比以往还要更甚
and even complain in a greater degree.
因为他们来到他们的领袖摩西面前来抱怨，几乎要用石头打死摩西。
Because this time, not only were they complaining in front of Moses, they even want to cast stones and kill Moses.
就当这帮以色列人如此来试探神的时候，神怎么办呢？
And as the Israelites were tempting God, what did God do?
神命令摩西用击打磐石出水，仍然来满足了他们。
God asked Moses to instructed Moses to use his staff to hit the rock, and water will come out.
虽然神很怜悯他们，但是这样反反复复，几次以后啊，你想以色列人会从一种非常团结、非常有信心的状态，到了什么样的状态呢？
So God is very gracious. So every time they complain, God gave them what they need. But this is a bad cycle. So every time they complain. So a few times after, their heart became from.In the beginning, they were very united.
对他们非常的，就像 Sarah 讲的，非常的人心涣散，他们自己也非常的疲惫。
And now they turn to very, very tired and not very united.
就在这样一种状态下，今天的故事就发生了。
And it's under this circumstance that we come to today's text.
好，这里讲到亚玛利人哈，来到利非丁这个地方和以色列人来征战。
So it talks about how the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim.
这场战争哈，如果你很熟悉旧约的话哈，你会发现跟以色列人后来打的很多仗不一样。
And this particular warfare is different from all the other recorded ones.
首先啊，这场战争是以色列人出埃及以后第一次正面与敌人发生冲突，发生战争。
First of all, this is the first.War, first time they had to face a foreign nation and fight.
还有就是说，就看第一句经文，我们可以看到哈，是亚玛利人他们主动来攻击以色列人，因此这场战争是非常被动的。
And also, Israelites didn't initiate this war. It's the Amalekite who attacked them.
所以啊，就是在这种毫无准备、人心涣散又很疲乏、一种很被动的形式啊，以色列人打上了反侵略战争的第一枪。
打上了什么？
有点难，是不是？反侵略战争的第一枪 ，started the first battle against their enemy.
Oh, okay. So it's under the circumstances that they were tired, they were not united, and also they were being attacked in a very passive situation. But they were able to succeed.
So, 所以因此哈，和亚玛力人的这场战争哈，是有非常深厚的历史意义的。
So this war with the Amalekites.Has a lot of implications for us.
啊，作为老师哈，我不得不提醒你们，这个如果要考圣经历史啊，这一定是个必考点，你们必须把它画下来。
So as a teacher, I want to give you a hint. This will be on the test.
啊，真的。Okay, maybe next time. 好，Okay. 好，首先我们来看一下哈，今天这个故事里面有几个角色，我们来看一下亚玛力人是什么样的一群人呢
？So let's look at the different characters of this story. Who are the Amalekites?
首先在创世纪三十六章这里讲到，说亚玛力他是以扫的孙子。
So in Genesis chapter 16 says that Amalekite is the grandson of Esau. Grandson of Esau.
所以他是以东的一个族长。
So Amalek is a chief of the land of Edom.
Okay. 后来呢，亚玛力人逐渐哈跟以东人分离，他们到了西奈的旷野北部，在这里来生活哈。
And then the Amalekites separated from the Edomites and went to the south to live.
然后当以色列人他们来到旷野哈，向迦南地出发的时候，来到利非丁这个地方的时候
，and when the Israelites came to this place called Rephidim，
然后亚玛力人就下来哈、啊，来主动来攻击以色列人。
The Amalekites went south to attack the Israelites。
好，在我们刚刚读到经文，你们可以发现哈、啊，神后来启示说，以色列人要世世代代与亚玛力人征战。
And we were able to see at the end of the story that at the end, God.Swore that he will fight against the Amalekites from generation to generation.
So, 亚玛力人哈会反反复复的在旧约圣经中出现。
So in the Old Testament, you will see the Amalekites come and fight the Israelites again and again.
比如说在四世纪的时候就讲到亚玛力人联合摩押王，然后来攻击以色列人。
For example, in Judges, there's a story where the Amalekites combine their force with 跟谁？
摩押
the Moabites and they came and attacked Israelites together.
然后之后呢，又跟米甸人联合来攻击以色列人。
And later on, they also combined force with the Midianites and came and attacked Israelites.
因为在圣经中他们出现的次数太多了，我就不一一列举了，大家可以回去再读经文。
So I'm not gonna go through all the stories because they have many appearances, but you may read through these stories.
很多人说哈，以色列人的宿敌哈是非利士人。
Some people say that the nemesis of Israelites are Philistines.
对，但是通过今天经文，我们可以看到啊，其实以色列人真正的宿敌是亚玛力人。
But today's text, we can see that their natural nemesis is actually Amalekites.
通过依靠神哈、啊，与亚玛力人的这些战争中，以色列人往往会获得一些胜利哈、啊。
And God gave them triumphs in their warfare with the Amalekites.
比如说像我们今天读到的经文，约书亚带领以色列人战胜了亚玛力人的攻击。
For example, in the text we read today, Joshua led the army in a triumph battle.
之后你看大卫王也击退了亚玛力人。
And later on, you will also see King David winning against the Amalekites.
直到历代至上哈第四章这里讲到啊，西缅人中间他们杀退了剩下的亚玛力人，从此以后呢，亚玛力人慢慢的就从历史中消失了。
Until the chapter 4 of First Chronicles, that's when the last mention of Amalekites were talked about, and they were kind of just killed off, and the later histories did not have.Recordings anymore.
虽然伴随着非常多的胜利哈，但是这个宿敌大家不要小看。
Although the Israelites were winning against the Amalekites, but you cannot look down on these people.
亚玛力人让以色列人在历史上栽了非常多的跟头。
Because the Amalekites has actually caused Israelites many griefs.
这里我给大家举两个非常典型的例子啊。
I'll give you two examples.
好，第一个哈，就是讲到给大家总结一下，就讲到当时摩西他派出12个探子去打探迦南地的情况。
For example, when Moses sent 12 spies to land of Canaan.
然后呢，回来以后有十个人就退缩哈，然后就违背神的命令，说他们不愿意去迦南地，因为敌人太强大。
After they came back, 10 of the spies said that the enemies are too great and they cannot win over, so they should not go attack.
然后神呢就很生气哈，摩就上周讲到也讲到，神就说，那么只有加勒和约书亚可以进到我的应许之地，而其他所有人都要死在旷野。
And last week it was talked about that God was very indignant and said that only two out of the 12 spies, which is Caleb and Joshua, will be able to enter the land of Canaan, and everyone else in that generation will die in the desert.
在神已经明确地告诉了这群以色列人，他们不能够进到迦南地的时候，他们怎么样？他们后悔了。
After God tells them that they cannot enter the land of Canaan, they became regretful for what they did.
因此，他们再次贸然的，违背神的命令，上去迦南地和当时的迦南人和亚玛利人来战争。
So they want to go into the land so bad that they went out of God's will and out of God's instruction to attack the Gentiles in the land of Canaan.
当时摩西告诉他们说，你们就不要再去违背神的命令了。
And Moses tell them, do not disobey God anymore.
但是他们不听。
But they did not listen.
因此，以色列人在迦南地打的第一场战就失败了，被亚玛利人和迦南人击败。
So the very first warfare they had in the land of Canaan, they lost. Israelites were defeated by the Amalekites and the Canaanites.
还有一个非常好的例子啊，就是扫罗。
And the other example, the other story is the story of Saul.
扫罗是神为以色列人立的第一个王。
Saul is the very first king that God installed for the Israelites.
但是后来因为扫罗他不听神的诫命，被神废止，然后立了大卫为王。
But because he did not obey God's rule, and God abandoned him and installed David to be the next king.
让扫罗栽跟头的也是亚玛利人。
And Saul also made a mistake because of the Amalekites.
因为当时神说让扫罗带领以色列人去和亚玛利人征战。
Because God instructed Saul to fight against the Amalekites, leading the Israelites.
说你不可联系他们一切的人和一切的物产。
And God instructed Saul to show no mercy to the possessions and the people of the land.
可是呢，扫罗不听神的话，对他的敌人非常的怜悯他的敌人哈，联系他们。
But God did not listen. Saul did not listen.
就因此啊，他违背神的命令，和神渐行渐远，最终被废弃。
So he disobeyed God and grew apart from God, and eventually God abandoned him as a king.
今天我们明明要讲摩西和约书亚，为什么我花了大量的篇幅来讲亚玛利人
？Well, you may be wondering that if we're talking about Moses and Joshua, then why did I spend so much time talking about the Amalekites?
待会儿我会花一些时间再给大家再次的讲为什么亚玛利人在这里有特殊的意义。
Later on, I will tell you why the Amalekites actually has a great meaning and implication in this text.
好，我们回到今天的经文哈，就是讲到当亚玛利人来攻击以色列的时候啊，摩西作为以色列的领袖，他是怎么办的呢？
So when the Amalekites were attacking the Israelites, what did Moses do as a leader of Israelites?
当时我们讲到哈，当时的以色列人其实什么是内忧外患，对不对
？At that time, the nation of the Israel had a lot of enemies.
内忧是来自于他们对神不信任，他们向他们的领袖抱怨，他们的人心涣散。
And within them, they had discord and they had complaints against their leaders. They were having problems with one another.
那么外患当然讲到亚玛利人来攻击他们。面对这样强大的敌人，他们从来没有战争的经验，他们手无足措。
And on the outside, also they had Amalekites, a strong enemy to come and attack them, and they had no experience in battle.
这是他们的第一场战役，结果是非常重要的。
This is their first battle, and so the result is very important.
如果他们可以战胜敌人，他们一定是信心大增，重新很有信心地走前面的道路，来过侍奉的生活。
If they can win, then they will increase in faith and be able to walk down this path to follow God.
但如果他们失败了呢？他们会人心，他们会彻底失去信心，然后也许他们会产生一些叛乱，甚至回头走回头路，回埃及去做奴隶。
But if they lose this battle, then they will have even more complaints, or maybe they will lose their faith. They may even turn back and go back to Egypt to be slaves.
所以作为以色列人的领袖摩西，在面临那么大的挑战的时候，他怎么办的呢？
So as the leader of the Israelites, Moses was facing a great challenge.
他深知啊，毫无作战经验的以色列人是完全没有办法，根本不可能战胜如此强大的敌人的。
He knew that the Israelites had no battles, no experience in battle whatsoever. They cannot win against such a strong enemy.
可是摩西，他经历过神，他对神非常有信心。
But Moses has experienced God. He has great faith.
之前他面对红海的阻拦，后面兵丁的追杀，他没有动摇他的信心。
When he was facing the Red Sea and the army of Pharaoh were behind them, he did not waver.
然后他见证了神的得胜。
And he was able to let everybody witness the triumph of God.
此时此刻，再次面对这样的挑战，这样的困境。
And at this time, they are again facing another great challenge.
摩西没有选择逃避。
Moses did not run.
他找到约书亚说：“你选出人来，我们去和亚玛力人打仗。”
He spoke to Joshua and that tell him that to pick some people and we are going to fight the Amalekites.
因为摩西深知，能够取得一场战争的胜利，我们必须要依靠神，不在于我们多有能力，我们人多人少，我们只要依靠神就可以得胜。
Because Moses knows that the key to winning a battle is not about how many manpower we have, it's about relying on God.
我希望摩西这种信心啊，对我们所有的弟兄姐妹都是一种鼓励。
I hope that the faith of Moses can be encouragement to all of us.
因为在圣经中反反复复出现过神的教导，也是关乎于此。
Because there are many teachings in the Bible about this topic.
这里在撒母耳记上哈这样提到说，因为耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
So in 1 Samuel 14 it says the Lord is able to give salvation by a great army or by a small band.
对，在撒加利亚书上边也讲到说，是万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
In Zechariah chapter 14 also says, not by force or not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of armies.
因此哈，摩西他派出约书亚去正面的去迎战他们的敌人。
So Moses sent Joshua as the leading general to fight the enemy.
作为一个领袖哈，他派出约书亚去打仗以后，他干什么的呢？是袖手旁观吗？
And what was Moses doing when Joshua was fighting?
摩西说他拿着神的杖在山顶去来，之后可以看到去山顶他是要去为以色列人和约书亚来祷告。
And Moses took the staff of God and he went up to the mountain to pray for the Israelites.
他为什么要站上山顶呢？
Why did he have to go up to the mountain?
作为一个领袖，他御驾亲征不是更可以鼓舞士气吗？
Why didn't he join the army and fight with them? Isn't that better to encourage everybody along if the leader was there?
其实站上山顶去啊是有特别的用意的。
其实 there's a great meaning about standing on the top of the hill.
他要上去为这个战争为以色列人和约书亚来祷告。
He wants to go and pray for Joshua and the Israelites.
因此站在山顶可以很清楚的看见整个战争的状况。
And when he's standing on top of the hill, he's able to see the whole situation.
因此他就可以根据战争的情况来及时来祷告。
So he can pray accordingly to what's happening.
还有一点哈，是我们读到这很多人去忽略的地方。
And there's also a very great point that we almost always that we overlook.
就说我们祷告的时候啊，从来没有上到属灵的山顶去祷告。
What I'm trying to say is when we are praying, sometimes we neglect to go to the top of the hill spiritually.
我们很少去关注我们祷告的内容具体的情况是什么，我们只是这样祷告。
So when we're praying, maybe we don't pay enough attention to the details and practically what is going on.
我昨天跟文静分享啊，说我们的祷告很多时候就变成一复一日，年复一年的重复。
I was talking to my wife last night about how our prayers sometimes can become repetitions.
我们变得有口无心。
And we're praying out of our lips.
当我们没有站在属灵的山顶去祷告的时候，我们祷告没有任何的力量。
So when we're not standing on top of the hill, our prayer will not be powerful.
所以真的，我希望每一位弟兄姐妹，当我们要祷告的时候，我们都能效法摩西，上到属灵的山顶，拿着神给我们的杖，一仗神给我们的能力去祷告。
So I encourage brothers and sisters when we're praying to learn from Moses that we have to go to the spiritual top of the spiritual hill and to take the staff of God and pray.
当然，今天另外一个很重要的角色就是约书亚。
But the other important character is Joshua.
约书亚这个名字在这里是第一次在圣经中出现。
And here, this is actually the first appearance of the name Joshua in the Bible.
上周啊，我们教会的摩西已经非常仔细的给大家介绍了约书亚是何等人物。
Last week, our brother Moses has already introduced us carefully who is Joshua.
好，在这里我就不多讲了。
So I will not go into details today.
一个年轻人。
So a young man.
没有任何的资质。
Not particularly outstanding.
没有任何打仗的经验。
And no, experience in battle.
第一次居然第一次出现的时候就要去打仗，还要率领以色列人去迎战这个强大的敌人。
And the first time he appears in the Bible, he has to lead a battle to fight against this very strong enemy.
我读到这时候哈、啊，我觉得他简直就是去送死。
When I was reading this, I feel like he was going into his death.
我感觉他好像就是那种电视剧里边一出场就挂掉的小角色。
I feel like he would be one of those minor characters that dies right after the movie starts.
但是当于摩西他叫到约书亚让他去打仗的时候，他的反应是什么呢？
But when Moses instructed Joshua to go fight, what was his reaction?
这里说到哈，约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行。
So it says that Joshua did as Moses said to him.
他并没有反问摩西哈，哎，为什么你要派我去打仗啊？
He did not ask Moses, why are you sending me?
为什么你不亲自去啊？
Why don't you go yourself?
哎，为什么你跑到山上去啊？你去战场上面跟我们呐喊助威不是更好吗？
Why did you go up to the top of the mountain? Why don't you go with us into battlefield?
在我们这里看到哈，约书亚给我们树立一个顺服的榜样。
And we can see a good model from Joshua is that he's very obedient.
他没有任何的怨言
and he had no complaints.
他完全照着他的领袖教导他的话去行
He just did whatever his leader told him to do.
你们觉得约书亚他会紧张吗
Do you think Joshua was nervous?
其实我觉得他肯定还是会的
I think for sure he was.
但是呢他非常的信任他的领袖摩西
But he trusted his leader Moses.
当然也可以看出他对神是非常有信心的
And you can also tell that Joshua has great faith in God
其实我觉得我们可以来思考一下我们自己
But we can think about ourselves
当神需要你的时候当教会需要你的时候我们的反应是什么呢
When God calls you, when the church needs you, what is your response?
我们总是找各种各样的借口来推脱
We will have all sorts of excuses
我很忙
I'm very busy
哇，其他人比我做得好
Oh, other people can do a better job than I can.
甚至我们聚会结束的时候，想请某一位弟兄姐妹来帮我们做结束祷告。
Sometimes at the end of the small group study, we will ask one of the brothers or sisters to pray at to end in prayer.
他会告诉你，哎，下次吧。好，这次让谁谁谁先来祷告。
They will always say next time. I will do it next time.
但大家看一看约书亚。
But look at Joshua.
这个名不见经传的年轻人。
He's not famous. He's just a young person.
他选择了顺服以后，神大大的使用了他。
After he chose to be obedient, God used him greatly.
他后来成为了以色列人的领袖。
And then he became the next leader of the Israelites.
这里我可以给大家分享一下我自己的见证。
And I want to share with you a little bit of my own testimony.
来到尤金之前，我和文静一起都在我做教授之前，我也是个学生。
Before I came to Eugene, my wife and I, we were postgraduate students. We were doctoral students.
然后我们在学生团去服侍，但是我们都是一种被喂养的状态。
And we were serving in the student fellowship in our old church.
从来就没有一种导师的一种角色在团契中服侍。
But we were not leaders. We were just part of the student ministry, so we were not like advisors to the students.
然后来到尤金这个教会，然后教会说需要我去带领学生周五的小组团契。
And when I came to this church, I was invited to join ministry for the Friday night student Bible study.
后来他们邀请我在学生春令会的时候去给他们分享信息。
And they also invited me to go speak at the students' retreat.
后来他们好像有点变本加厉哈，又邀请我周日的时候来这里证道。
And then later on, I was asked to come and preach on Sunday pulpit.
这些都是我从来以前从来没有做过的事情。
And these are all things I have never done before.
你说我紧张吗
？Do you think I'm nervous?
我告诉你，我非常的紧张。
I'm very, very nervous.
但是我觉得我每一个人都应该像约书亚一样。
But I think we should all be like Joshua.
要学会顺服，要勇于面对。
To become obedient and to have enough courage to face.
我三年前从来没有想过我自己身上这样的恩赐可以在这里讲到。
3 years ago, I would never think I would be standing on Sunday pulpit to preach.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们渴望去经历神的胜利吗
？Do you desire to experience God's triumph?
如果你们想去经历靠神得胜的感觉，你们要勇于担当。
If you want to experience what it means to win while relying on God, then you should shoulder the responsibility.
好，这里讲到摩西哈，交代完以后，他就和亚伦和户尔上了山顶。这里讲到摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛力人就得胜。
And then Moses went up to the top of the hill to pray. And while Moses' hand was lifted up, Israel was stronger. But when he let his hand go down, Amalek became the stronger.
他作为一个以色列人的领导，他到山上去，他是去督战而已吗？
He was on the top of the mountain. Was he trying to just supervise the situation?
摩西有个动作，就是举手。
He had one action in prayer, and that is to lift up his hand.
很多释经学家，包括我们在教会也可以看到，举手很多时候是代表了祷告的一个象征和姿势。
And Bible scholars would say that lifting your hand symbolizes a heart of prayer.
所以说摩西在山上的祷告，我们可以这段经文可以看到，其实这场战争的走势跟摩西的祷告是密不可分的。
So we can see that the situation of the battle actually has greatly to do with what Moses is doing.
有时候以色列人得胜，有时候亚玛力人得胜。
Sometimes the Israelites are stronger and sometimes the Amalekites are stronger.
我想这里神可能又有两个意思。
And I think maybe God is trying to say two things.
神他允许了失败和成功的交替，是想让以色列人看到 ，OK？ 只有我们不住的祷告，我们才可以得胜。
God allows the Israelites to experience rise and fall in the battle. They will not always keep on winning, but God allows this to happen so we can see that it's only through prayer that we can win.
他要告诉以色列人，是他决定了这场战争的结果。
He wants to tell the Israelites that he is the one that decides the outcome of the battle.
之后我们看到了亚伦和户尔和摩西一起服侍，我想神可能还有一个意思。
And then later on, we see Moses and Aaron and Hur praying together, and I think God has another lesson for us.
他想让他的子民明白，只有他们通过和他们的领袖一起搭配服侍，一起合作，才能够换来胜利。
God wants his people to know that it's only when the people collaborate with the leader then we can have triumph.
于是今天在今天的经文中，亚伦和户尔也充当了非常重要的角色。
So in this scripture, Aaron and Hur has a very important role.
摩西累了，他们搬了一块石头让摩西坐在上边。
When Moses is tired, they got a rock so Moses can sit on it.
他们扶住摩西的双手，一个在这边，一个在那边。
And they hold on to both of his hands.
非常稳，非常美丽的一幅图画。
This is a very beautiful painting.
直到日落的时候，山上因着摩西、亚伦和户尔同心合意的祷告，支取了神的能力。
So they were able to draw strength from God because of their united prayer on the top of the hill.
山下约书亚率兵英勇迎战，最后取得了胜利。
And the foot of the mountain, Joshua is leading the Israel army in great battle, and they were able to win at the end.
大家千万不要小看亚伦和户尔。
And do not think that these two characters are minor characters to be overlooked.
如果亚伦和户尔他们俩不扶起摩西的手，以色列人是没有办法取得胜利的。
If they did not hold on to Moses' hands, then Israelites cannot have this triumph.
在我们教会中，有些人像摩西。
Some of us at church are like leaders like Moses.
有些人像约书亚，有些人像亚伦，有些人像户尔。
Some are like Joshua, some are like Aaron, and some are like Hur.
每个人的恩赐不一样，才干都不一样。
And everyone has a different talent.
但是每一个人都不可以缺少。
But none of us is dispensable.
因为我们每一个人都是教会的肢体。
Because we are all part of this body.
耶稣是教会的头。
Jesus is the head of the church.
我们彼此只有同心合意的服侍，我们才能够兴旺福音，兴旺教会。
It's only when we can submit and collaborate with one another that we can grow the church and spread the gospel.
所以有些弟兄姐妹经常说哇，教会的长老，教会的这些执事，他们的这些领袖他们的英明领导可以让我们教会兴旺，这种说法是不对的。
So some brothers and sisters sometimes will say that under this great leadership of so and so leader our church would walk down this path of glory, but this is not the right attitude.
教会的每一位弟兄姐妹都非常的重要。
Every single one of you is important.
我们看到摩西的侍奉团队中大家都是同心互助，相互顺服，然后才可以见证这场胜利。
We saw that Moses has a team, and this team of people, they were helping each other, and that's how they can have this triumph in this battle.
同时，摩西作为一个属灵的长者，他要通过这种方式让约书亚知道取胜的秘诀。
And at the same time, Moses wants to tell Joshua the secret of winning.
好，讲到这里哈，作为老师的职业病哈，我给大家考一个 quiz。
Now I have a quiz for you.
你们觉得这场与亚玛力人的战争是胜负关键是谁呢
？Who do you think who is the most determinant of winning the war?
Okay, 潘潘。E. Wow. So why you choose E? Wow. 我曾经哈就开玩笑说，坐在前面都是 A student。在后边都是不及格的学生哈。
Usually the better students will sit in the front, right?
好，谢谢潘潘啊，正确答案是 E.
So, E is the correct answer.
因为今天这场战役中有个非常重要的角色，就是神耶和华。
So the most important character is God.
啊，摩西他深知啊，这场战争最后取得胜利，并不是靠他的祷告，并不是靠户尔和亚伦和户尔他们的彼此同心的帮助，也不是靠约书亚的英勇，而最终是为了，就是因为神。
Moses knows that the credit cannot go to his own prayer or Joshua's leading of the army or Aaron and Hur, but it has to go to God.
所以摩西他筑了一座坛啊，他叫耶和华尼西。
So Moses built a altar. Thank you, and said that this is Yahweh Nisi.
Okay, 也就是耶和华是我们的旌旗的意思。
It means that Jehovah Lord is our banner.
旌旗是什么意思啊
？And what is a banner?
旌旗我们可以看到打仗的时候，所有军队都有一面自己的旗帜哈。
We know that when the armies are in battles, they have their own flags.
他们要表明自己的最高统帅是谁。
To tell people who their leader is.
所以这里啊，摩西他说耶和华是我们的旌旗，他是要告诉以色列人，我们是属于耶和华的。
So when Moses said that the Lord Jehovah is our banner, it means that we belong to Him.
他要告诉约书亚说，神是我们的最高统领，他是我们得胜的保障。
And he also wants to tell Joshua that God is our great chief, and He is the guarantee of our success.
因此啊，摩西他把荣耀归给神。
So Moses gave glory to God.
啊，同时哈，他还告诉所有的以色列人和约书亚说，神起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛力人征战。
And he also told the Israelites that the Lord has taken his oath that there will be war with Amalek from generation to generation.
这里专门讲到说要念给约书亚听。
And also he emphasized that they have to read this to Joshua.
大家想一想看当时的情形哈，约书亚作为一个年轻人，他粉墨登场，然后就获得胜利，他是用什么样的心态？
So think about Joshua as a young man. After his first battle, he was able to win and have this great fame. What will his heart be like?
一战成名之后，他一定非常的兴奋，非常的开心。
Of course, he will be very happy, very elated.
甚至还有点得意，对不对？
And maybe a little bit of proud.
所以因此哈，神就要让摩西告诉约书亚说，你要知道，你要依靠我才能够得胜。
So God instructed Moses to tell Joshua that you have to know it's only through me that you were able to do this.
同时神他也知道约书亚是接替摩西成为以色列人的下一位领导者。
And God also know that Joshua is the next successor of Moses.
因此他需要告诉约书亚说，与亚玛力人的征战不是这一次而已，是世世代代伴随着以色列人的。
So they want to tell Joshua that this war with the Amalekites, it will not stop at this. There will be more.
好，这里我们要回到这个亚玛力人呢。
And then we talk about the Amalekites again.
很多人很难理解出埃及记十七章十七章的最后一节啊，为什么神说要世世代代和亚玛力人征战
？Some people have a hard time comprehend this last verse of chapter 17. Why would God swear to be at war against the Amalekites?
如果你熟读圣经哈，你会发现亚玛力人他们时常会去搅扰，去阻拦以色列人走神的道路。
Because the Amalekites, they will often come to stop the Israelites from on their path of following God.
所以很多解经学家哈就把亚玛力人来比作我们属肉体属血气的罪。
So some hermeneutics would explain the Amalekites, they would represent our sin and our flesh.
他总是想方设法来阻拦每一个人与神同行。
Because they are always our sin and our flesh is always trying to to pull us back from following the Lord.
而且从今天的经文我们可以看到哈，亚玛利人啊，是在以色列人人心最涣散，人心就自己身体最疲惫的时候，他们来攻击以色列人。
And we can also see that the Amalekites they attacked Israelites precisely at the moment when they are at their weakest.
所以当我们每一个人自己灵里很贫乏与神的关系不好与人的关系不好的时候这个时候魔鬼撒旦就要来攻击你
So when we are weak in spirit or we are having a bad relationship with God or we are having a bad relationship with people that's when Satan will attack
所以而且我们作为每一个得救信主的基督徒都要明白我们与我们自己的罪的征战是伴随我们一生的
And asChristians, as saved Christians, we have to understand that the fight with our sins is a lifelong lesson, lifelong process.
但是我们不需要惧怕。
But there's no need to be afraid.
因为我们靠着耶和华的帮助，我们可以得胜。
Because with the help of our Lord, we can win.
同时，我们看了前面的经文，我分享的，也要告诫我们自己，我们这场战争不要依靠自己。
And also, we need to admonish ourselves that we cannot rely on our own ability.
因为靠那像那些以色列人，他们直接要去迦南地和和亚玛利人、迦南人征战的时候，只靠自己不依靠神，你注定会失败。
Because we can see from the other battles of the Israelites, whenever they are trying to rely on themselves, they will lose.
同时，对于我们的罪，我们一定要向不要向扫罗学习，我们一定不要怜惜。
And also, we should not learn like Paul, Saul. Facing our sin, we should not have mercy.
当我们对我们的自己的罪不严厉的时候，后果不堪设想。
If we do not be clear cut in our attitude towards the sin, then we will have very severe consequences.
好，今天我来总结一下我们今天分享的内容。
Let us have a summary.
以色列人与亚玛利人的这场战争告诉我们，祷告和行动是分不开的。
This battle told us that our action cannot be separated from our prayer.
我们不能够单单的就在去山顶祷告而没有行动。
We cannot just go out to the mountaintop and pray without any action.
如果只有单一的行动不依靠神，我们仍然会失败。
If we just go into the battle without prayer and relying on God, we will still lose.
山上有摩西的举手祷告，山下有约书亚带领百姓与亚玛利人征战。
On the top of the hill, there's Moses praying with his hand lifted up, and on the foot of the hill is Joshua leading the Israelites fighting with the Amalekites.
只有山上山下的配合，我们才可以得胜。
And it's only when there's this collaboration between what's on the top of the hill and the foot of the hill can we have this triumph.
而且赢得这场战争，我们需要弟兄姐妹彼此的鼓励、彼此的服侍、彼此的信任。
And to win this battle, we also need to have this mutual support between our brothers and sisters and mutual trust as well.
如果以色列人不战胜亚玛利人，他们就不能够往前走。
If the Israelites cannot win against the Amalekites, they cannot move forward.
每一个基督徒，如果我们不与我们身上的罪所征战，我们的灵命就不能够成长。
If we do not fight against our sin, then our spiritual life will not grow.
我们的生命就不可能丰盛。
And we will not have an abundant life.
但是我们不要靠自己，要依靠神。
But we should not rely on ourselves, but on God.
因为耶和华尼西，我们靠着神可以得胜。
Because the Lord is our banner, and we can have this triumph when we rely on Him.
三周前啊 ，Sarah 站在这里讲到，她讲到了以弗所书。
Three weeks ago, Sarah was preaching, and she was preaching on Ephesians.
她说，我们每一个基督徒在这个世界上都是一场征战。
She said that for us.Christians, every day is a battle.
与魔鬼撒旦征战，与这个世界征战。
We're fighting against Satan and this world.
当我们看见其他弟兄姐妹在与他们身上的罪与他们的软弱在征战的时候，我们有没有像摩西一样去属灵的山顶为他们祷告
？When we see that our fellow Christians, our brothers and sisters, fall into temptation of sin, have we prayed for them just like Moses is praying for his people?
当我们看到教会的弟兄姐妹为他们身上的软弱，无论是沉迷于酒精，无论是沉迷于毒品，在挣扎的时候，我们有主动为他们祷告吗
？When you see that someone you know is being held by the grip of Satan, whether or addiction or other things, have you ever thought of praying for them？
我们看到周日的时候，很多时候人很少，但大家不能够就准时来参加聚会的时候，每天不能够花时间去祷告、去亲近神的时候，他们很痛苦，在挣扎的时候，我们有没有为这些弟兄姐妹来祷告
？When we see that some people not coming to church and not even able to have their daily devotion and their time with God with their growing week, have we thought of to pray for them？
我可以告诉大家，当我们去向每一个人不信主的人去传福音的时候，我们都在征战，与这个悖逆的世界征战。
When we are sharing the gospel and preaching the gospel to this unbelieving world, we are having a spiritual warfare.
你们有向在外奔波四处传讲福音的人祷告吗？
Have you ever thought of to pray for those who are preaching the gospel all over the world?
你们有为潘牧师四处去传道祷告吗？
Our Pastor Ricky is.Going to a lot of places to do the Lord's work. Have you prayed for him?
你们有为 Sarah 黄叔叔还有这些学生同工即将面临的迎新来祷告吗？
The new students are coming in because of the new semester. Have you thought of to pray for the student ministry co-workers?
你们有向在为林真或者其他任何弟兄姐妹在他们职场去跟别人传扬福音而祷告吗？
How about have you prayed for the brothers and sisters who in their work?Place of work will have opportunity to share the gospel with other people. Have you thought of to pray for them?
又或者说，你们有没有为每一个主日站在这个讲台上来传讲神信息的人来祷告？
Or at least, have you thought of praying for whoever is standing on this pulpit sharing the message of God?
我们每一个人都需要祷告。
We all need prayers.
我们都需要你们像摩西一样去属灵的山顶为我们彼此祷告。
We all need you to be like Moses to go up to the hill to pray for.
这个是上周 Sarah 发给我的微信啊，左边。
Last week Sarah sent me this WeChat message.
这个右边是摩西，他现在已经出差走了。他之前发了封 email 来鼓励我说他为我祷告，今天讲到。
And the one on the right is what Moses sent me, and he is not here right now because he's on a business trip. But he said he was praying for me.
周三的时候，黄叔叔和黄阿姨去我们家里边为我讲道祷告。
And on Wednesday, John and Jane also came to our house to pray for my preaching.
叫他们的祷告给了我很大的信心，站在这里。
And their prayer has given me great faith to stand here.
不管我的工作中有多大的困难，我的生活有多大的压力，或者我讲道有如此的紧张，但我都不惧怕。
I am not afraid, even though I'm having all these difficulties at work and I'm having I'm so nervous, but I am not afraid.
因为我知道哈。神，因着我们彼此同心合意的祷告，会与我同行。
I know that because of our prayer for each other, God will walk with me.
虽然哈，你可能认为你自己哈不是教会的一个领袖。
Maybe you think that I'm not one of the leaders at church.
可以，也许你根本就没有参加到教会任何的事工中间来。
Maybe you are not part of any ministry at church.
你们愿意成为亚伦和霍尔吗
？But are you willing to become Aaron or Hur?
你们愿意成为神的帮手吗？
To become helpers of God.
更重要的是，你们愿意加入到耶和华的施工，一起去见证他的胜利吗
？And are you willing to join in the ministry of the Lord and to witness His triumph?
你们又愿意成为约书亚吗
？Are you willing to become Joshua?
当神需要你的时候，当教会需要你的时候，你们是否愿意刚强壮胆的走在最前面去面对
？When God is calling you, when the church needs you, are you willing to stand up and to go into the front and face the battle?
我们每一个人都应该去做约书亚。
All of us should become Joshua.
因为我们知道有神在帮助我们。
Because we know that God is helping us.
而且我们应该知道，我有摩西、有亚伦和户尔在为我们祷告。
And we should all know that we have Moses and Aaron who are praying for us.
最后最重要的一件事情，当我们见证了任何一切胜利、取得任何成就的时候，不要忘记把荣耀归给神。
And lastly.Very important thing, when we finally have the success, when we are able to achieve our goal, do not forget to give all the glory and honor to God.
因此在我准备的时候，我就希望用这句哥林多后书第二章的一段经文来勉励我们彼此。
So, I want to use this as an encouragement to us at the end.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
But praise be to God who makes us strong to overcome in Christ.
好，让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
耶和华我们的神，我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你，感谢你让我们在今天你宝贵的话语中看到了取胜的秘诀，盼望你赐给我们众人信心，让我们每一个人真的都像约书亚一样刚强壮胆的去面对，去接受，去接受你给我们的责任，去面对我们的仇敌。让我们每一个人都有信心像摩西一样去属灵的山顶为彼此祷告，因为我们知道我们奉你的名祷告，你就会给我们能力，就可以帮助我们，无论面对再大的敌人，再大的试探，我们都可以度过。主也盼望我们彼此向亚伦和户尔来学习， 彼此谦虚，彼此顺服，我们一起同心合意的祷，一起同心合意的服侍，去兴旺教会，去兴旺福音，去彰显你的名。主，就像你告诉以色列人一样，有你的帮助在，他们不应该去害怕，不应该去惧怕他们的仇敌，因为你胜过了这个世界。盼我们每一个人都能够战胜我们的软弱，战胜我们的罪，就像以色列人战胜亚玛力人一样。愿你的灵今天与我们同在，再次愿你的名被高举。我们感谢主，靠耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。好，然后接下来我们是领圣餐的时间。好，我们把时间交给 Sarah。
OK, we are now going to have communion, our monthly communion.
OK,
拿出来等一下。
Just as Wenbo just shared, none of us can face this alone.
啊，文博刚才已经讲到，说我们每一个人都不能够独自去面对。
We need God and we need one another.
我们需要神，我们也需要彼此。
And that is part of the meaning of receiving the communion.
这也是圣餐的意义何在。
When we drink from the cup and eat from the bread, we're expressing that we are part of Christ.
当我们来领这杯啊，领这杯吃这饼的时候，我们就是要宣告我们是属于基督。
We also express that we are one body, this church.
我们同时要表明我们是合一的一个肢体。
We are now going to read from Matthew's chapter 26.
好，现在我们
26-27.
现在我们一起要来读马太福音的第26章的26节、27节。
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就掰开递给门徒，说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
God has poured out his blood for our forgiveness.
神为了赦免我们，他自己流出他宝贵的鲜血。
Now as we partake this communion, it's an outward manifestation of this forgiveness.
当我们来领饼杯的时候，也是我们的宣告，说这是我们的神给我们的赦免。
Now may I ask, Donald and John, and Wenjun, and Hewei, please, to help me with.
好，现在请这些同工来帮忙。
This bread is originally one piece, but I'm breaking right now, and because Jesus' body was broken.
好，这个饼它本来是一块啊，但是现在 Sarah 把它剥开，它预示着耶稣的身体为我们所破碎。
Can I ask Donald to pray for the bread?
Father God, we are grateful for the great sacrifice that you have provided for us.Your broken son. Help us to be mindful of that as we live for you. We pray your blessing upon this communion service in the great name of Jesus.
Amen. We welcome everyone.Who has made a decision to receive Jesus as your personal Savior and the Lord of your life to partake in the communion with us?
We invite all the believers in Christ to come and receive the communion.
If you have not made a decision or you do not know who Jesus is, we ask you to just observe and pass the plate along when it comes to you.
如果你此时此刻还不认识主耶稣，然后你还不是基督徒，我们就邀请你一起来观礼，希望以后等你们信主的时候有机会和我们一起来领圣餐。
And when you receive the bread, please wait on one another, just pray before God, and we're going to partake later all together.
当我们拿到这个饼的时候，我们就一起低头来祷告，来默想，然后待会儿我们会一起来领受。
This is the body of Christ. Let's partake together. Last John to pray for the cup.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。耶稣的宝血流出来，是赦免我们的罪。我们今天喝这个血，这个杯，就是说耶稣的生命在我们里面。我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门，
阿门。